Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net number 426 for the 23rd of February, 2026. I need to turn down the volume on my... There we go. Okay, that's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you are not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause for a few seconds now for priority traffic or to allow stations to disconnect from this conference if they do not want to stick around for our net. Okay, I am Alpha Bravo 9, Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne, and I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. Those are the four items of information that we like to hear from check-ins. If you don't have an SDF username, well, why not? You get one. It's free. You can do cool stuff with it. Go to sdf.org in your browser and find out all about it. So, this net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu, GMT, UTC, whatever you like to call it, on Echolink Node 9229, known as the TechLink Conference. And we would like to thank Michael, November Zero, Victor Zulu Charlie, for letting us use this conference for our net. This is a directed net. That means if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all licensed radio amateurs, and you do not have to be associated with SDF or the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We'd like to have a topic of the week to kickstart our discussion. And I didn't really have one, but I was reading something in this month's QST that I had, it was news to me. What's it called here? I want to get it right here. It's something like the headphone interconnection operability standard, something like that. I was just reading about it a few minutes ago. Why am I not remembering it now? Let's see. Do I still have it in my... It's the Open Headset Interconnect Standard. And it's basically the idea that, you know, we have custom microphones, you know, like a Heil microphone, or you might get a microphone from, like, military surplus, like, Davis headsets from aviation. Anyway, we have all these different headphones that have different cabling and interface requirements, and then we have all the radios that have different cabling requirements for things like audio in, audio out, push to talk, so that if you've got a bunch of different headphones and a bunch of different radios, you need a lot of adapters to make everything work together. And, you know, this is something that I thought about years ago, that, you know, what we really need is like a common standard that whenever you buy a new headphone, you would get one adapter to adapt that headphone to this common standard. And whenever you buy a radio, you get an adapter to adapt that radio to the same common standard. And then all your headphones and all your... Okay, evidently I timed out there. So I liken it to the idea that Anderson Power Poles, they came along... before they came along, we had all these different DC connectors, and it was kind of messy, all right? But when the Anderson Power Poles came along, they really cleaned up the act on powering your radios and taking power from batteries and power supplies for your radios. Everything is so much better with Anderson Power Poles. And I think this OHIS standard might do for microphones and headphones and radios what DC power poles do. So, that's on my mind. I'm not sure if it's something that's actually ready for a topic. Have any of you also looked into this? Is this something that you think might be helpful in your shack there? Do you have different headsets and different radios, and you're always having to juggle adapters to get things to work? So that's the best I could come up with for a topic this week. Now, let me reset again, and let me get back to my script. Where was I here? So, I'm checking the dashboard here, and I see one call sign I don't recognize. Kilo Mike 7 Echo Charlie X-Ray. So that's Joe. All right. So for Joe's benefit here, let's see, do I need to explain anything? Well, let me run down my list here. I have KF6GPE, N4RNW, VU2MDA, and again, KF6GPE, and then KM7ECX. And so I'm going to go down my list here. You're already on my check-in list, and I'll be going from... You know, I'll be going down the list and giving each person a chance to talk. So, do I need to say anything else? I think that's about it. So, let's start out with KF6GPE.
Good evening, Wayne and Annette. I haven't seen that, but the latest issue of QIC is sitting on the kitchen table for me to read, so maybe that's why. Lately, I've really only been using hand for the most part, or like my... FD817, which is dedicated to microphones. So I think that the idea of a common microphone standard is a good one. But it's probably not going to change all that much that I do, because I just don't switch radios all that much, and I'm probably not going to buy new radios. So he's not for a while. So there's the whole cost of transition over, just like we saw with USB Mini and USB-C. It took a few years before everything sort of percolated through the ecosystem. But it's not a bad idea to think of. Back to net control, KF6GPE.
Okay, well, thank you, Ray. The classic use cases that the guy who is proposing this standard, he talks about, let's say, a contesting station where you might have multiple operators on a single radio, or maybe multiple radios and multiple headsets. And you want everybody to be able to plug in to any radio and operate that radio with whatever headset they come with. So that's one example. And another one is like an emergency operations center where you have various kinds of radios. Many of them might not even be amateur radio, ham radios. They might be public service radios. And so you would want someone to come in. You know, maybe they have a fancy Heil headset and like a foot pedal push to talk, and if they can't interface that to the public service radio that they're assigned to, then it's kind of a waste of all that. But if you have this interoperability so that any headset can plug into any radio, that would be a boon, I think, for things like the emergency operations center situation. And the same thing could apply to like a field day operation. You know, you go to your field day, you bring your fancy Heil headset, and unless you have the right adapter to adapt your headset to whatever radio is available to operate on, you know, you're kind of out of luck. So anyway, those are the main things. Probably not so much for an individual ham who has one radio and one headset. You know, they don't really need all this interoperability. Anyway, let me check the dashboard here. Nothing new. So next on my list here is N4RNW.
Well, good evening, Wayne and the group. N4RNW, Harold here in Southwest Florida, Fort Myers. Nothing new down here. I'm going to keep it brief, and I'm just going to listen to all the knowledge bouncing around from you guys. We had a front go through today, so the next couple mornings the low is going to be down in the 30s way down here in Florida. But that's probably warm up to you guys in Illinois and points north. All right, Wayne, that's really all I've got. Everybody have a good night, good week, and I'll be listening. N4RNW.
Okay, thank you, Harold. Yeah, up here where I am in Illinois, I think we've got like 3 or 4 days of high temperatures less than freezing. But then it's supposed to warm up again like middle of next week, Wednesday or Thursday, something like that. But nowhere near what's going on, as I understand it, on the North Atlantic coast, you know, Philadelphia, New York, Boston. Gosh, they're talking about a huge amount of snow. Is it tonight or was it last night that they shut down travel and said, you know, stay home? Anyway, they're talking about maybe 2 feet of snow, something crazy like that. Anyway, I'm glad that we're not getting that, and I can feel for those folks over there who are getting it. Anyway, next on my list here is VU2MDA.
Hi, good evening, Ryan, sir. Today's Net Controller. Good evening to Joe, Ray, and all my friends on the SWLs on this TechLink digital platform on EchoLink. Thank you very much, sir, for always letting me in for regular check-in on this platform. All of you coming here as usual, fine and blasting, thundering like local station in my native city, Coimbatore, South India. All going good here, Indian Standard Time, rates 5:40. Monday morning, 5:40 here in India. Hopefully a wonderful week ahead. WF scare, 73 degree Foxtrot right now, temperature. No sign of rains throughout the day times as well as in night times. It was very, very warm and sultry here. I think the summer has started earlier this year. I think so. Yes, sir, I am in walking mode, sir. I have started my walking session. It's 5:30. It will go 2:06 to 6:15 a.m. After that, going to do some breathing exercises like pranayam, bhastri, and sat kriya. Then after finishing my yoga sessions, going to prepare Lipton tea along with ginger and mint. I welcome all of you to have a cup of tea in my kitchen at Coimbatore, South India. Welcome, sir. Welcome all. Nothing much particular in my side. Thank you very much once again. Kind permission, I would like to say my 73 stone and all that. Mic back to Net Control from Victor United 2. Mike Delta Alpha Sounder from India walking by.
Okay, quick question for you, Soundar. What is your latitude, your geographic latitude?
Pardon me, sir. I am unable to copy you the last over. Please repeat.
Okay, I did not copy all of that there. I was just curious, how far from the equator are you? And I'm assuming that you're north of the equator. Am I correct?
Yeah, exactly, sir, exactly. Go ahead.
Okay, well, thank you for joining us this week. Next on my list, let's see, is he still here? Yes, Kilo Mike 7, Echo Charlie X-ray. You have the floor, sir.
Hey, this is KM70CX. This is my first transition. I just started this hobby, and I'm just checking out EchoLink and doing that and just seeing what's around. I'm from Portland, Oregon. It's rainy. It's raining all the time, and it's about 50 degrees. I don't really have much else to say. I'm just kind of checking it out. So thanks, guys, and I'll send it back to you.
Okay, and just in case you missed it, this net is the amateur radio club of the SDF Public Access Unix System, and you can go to sdf.org, that's Sierra Delta Foxtrot.org, with your web browser, and learn how to get yourself your free account, and you can do all kinds of neat stuff with it. It's especially good for people who are dipping their toes into the Linux and Unix waters for the first time. You can get an email address, your call sign at sdf.org. You can get a website, and there are there's like a chat system there that people can, you know, keyboard conversations on online, all kinds of stuff. Oops, I dropped my pencil, right? All kinds of neat stuff that you can do with SDF. Right, so let's see. I think I've given everyone a chance to speak. So now is time for rechecks. If you would like to add to what you said before, please call now. Okay, nothing heard. However, I saw a new call sign pop up on the dashboard, Kilo Echo 2 Alpha Victor Bravo. So, for the benefit of that station, let me rewind my script here and give the opening. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net number 426 for the 23rd of February, 2026. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you're not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system, and you can learn more about it by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I am Alpha Bravo 9, Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. When you check in, those are the four items of information we'd like to hear from you. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu, GMT, UTC, whatever you want to call it, via Echolink node 9229, known as the TechLink conference. Our net is open. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all licensed radio amateurs, and it's not limited to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We sort of had a topic this week. There was something I read in QST magazine about, I've already busted again. What was it? The open headset standard, the open headset interconnectivity standard. So that sounds like a neat idea to me, and I'll be looking more into it later. Oh, let's see here. We have another new call sign popping up here. Kilo November 4, November Tango Uniform. Got to keep up here. Right. And both of those call signs are new to me. So let me back up real quick for the benefit of the latest edition here. Let me reset. Okay, in short, this is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. And it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. When you check in, we like to hear your call sign, your QTH, your handle, and if you have an SDF username, we like to hear that as well. Anyway, so, oops, I think he dropped out. Nope. So I have KN for NTU. Nope, he's the one who dropped out. And KE2AVB, gosh, my handwriting is really getting bad here. KE2AVB. So, well, now KN4NTU is back again. All right, first let's go to KE2AVB. Paul, go ahead.
Good afternoon, good evening, KE2AVB Paul, Allentown, New Jersey. And it's about an inch of snow here, and still snowing. Just hunkering down, waiting until the snow stops sometime tomorrow. Nothing new here, nothing exciting. Back to net control. Thank you for the opportunity. KE2AVB.
Okay, thank you for joining us, Paul. I think you heard me say that we do this every Monday at 0 hour GMT. So you're always welcome to come back in the future. And You see, nothing exciting happening. I would think the likelihood of, I don't know, a foot or two of snow, that's pretty exciting to me in a negative kind of way. Anyhow, stay safe, stay warm, and hopefully we'll hear from you again in the future. So next on my list is KN4NTU.
Hey, Wayne and Paul and Harold. Everything's going good here. Remembered to check into the net. Y'all are sounding good. Took me a minute. I was having a lot of trouble. I think it was some NAT issues. And I was trying to use relays and direct connections. Finally, I got it to work with a relay. Hope everybody's having a good night. Staying warm. I just got done grocery shopping. Not much else to report here. Oh, yeah, I got some gallstones, so I'm going to get them cut out next week. That really sucks, going grocery shopping with gallstones, but I don't have anybody else. I'm a one-man army, baby. It's good to hear you, Wayne. It's been a while. 73KN4NTU, SDF handle. Let's see, Tango Hotel Golf Hotel Romeo November Tango 73, gentlemen.
Oh, wow, it's been a long time since I heard from you, the Green Hornet. Right, okay. At least I think that's what that stands for. Anyway, welcome to the net, welcome back. And I see another call sign has just popped up here. Kilo Juliet 7, Quebec, November, Papa. That's a new call sign to me, so let me rewind again and say that this is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you're not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. You can get a free account, and you can do all kinds of neat stuff with it. I am Alpha Bravo 9, Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. Those are the four items of information we'd like to hear from check-in. If you don't have an SDF username yet, well, we'll wait for you to get one. KJ7QNP, you have the floor.
KJ7QNP, hi. I just seem there was a lot of connections to the test link conference, so I was seeing what was going on. So yeah, I'm a first time. I never heard of SDS before, but thanks for the welcome. And I will give it back to the net, KJ7QNT. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm from Elk, Washington. That is north of Spokane. And I will hand it back to the net, KJ7QNT, clear.
Okay, thank you, Rob. And we do this every week, Monday, 0 hour GMT. You can translate that into your local time as appropriate. So I'm glad you could join us this week, and maybe you'll join us again in the future. So I'm checking the dashboard here, and I don't see any new call signs. So once more, do we have any rechecks? Anyone want to expand or add to what they said before?
KF6GPE.
Go ahead, Ray.
I want to say, Rob, welcome. Reese, I hope the surgery goes well. That does not sound like fun. And I forgot to mention, by the way, Ray, KF6GPE, my SDF username is my call sign, and I'm in Boulder Creek, California, for the folks that don't know me. I didn't do that the first time around. I went down to Bookshop Santa Cruz today, which is a really good, old, independent bookstore. They've been in Santa Cruz, gee golly, 50, 60 years now. Anyway, it's a family-run business, and I am now holding in my hot little hands a copy of the latest edition of Joseph Carr's Practical Antenna Handbook. I did not know it, but it is now in its sixth edition. Nice, spiffy hardback from McGraw-Hill. It looks like it's much the same as the previous editions, but I couldn't help but buy it anyway because they reorganized it and they put the stuff about transmission lines up in front. So if you go to your local bookstore and see it, you should pick up a copy. Net Control, KF6GPE.
What's the publication date on that?
Stand by. Let me look. Flipping. D20. Sorry, I got to turn on the light. 2025. So very recent.
Okay, fine business. So congratulations, Ray. Did you get a good price on it?
Hardback. It's a textbook. About $60. But what are you going to do? Books are expensive these days, especially the good ones.
Yeah, you know it. All right. Well, congratulations. Anyone else? Rechecks or additional comments? Anyway, last call. Okay, this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Net at, let's call it 0032 UTC. This is Net Control Station AB9FJ 73, everyone.
KJ7QNP. I was just wondering, what was that link that the Net Control just gave me? Was it SierraDeltaFoxtrot.org?
Yes, that's correct. SierraDeltaFoxtrot.org. And I also mentioned nonradio.net.
Okay, thank you very much. So, yeah, it's a Linux or Unix-based website?
Yes, it is actually, I think, NetBSD. They tried Linux for a while and didn't like it, so they went to BSD.
Okay. And so, thank you very much. I'll check out those links, and I'll try to get on Net next week. Thanks, CJ7QNP, I'll be clear.
Okay, 73, AB9FJ clear.